디 가장 안 쓰셔야 돼. 작업이 좀 되는데 민들 작업이 좀 되는데 좀 들어와다. 아니 좀 정비 탑 세고 해야 돼. 그래서.
So for those of you who are familiar with such practice, that of the Tonglen practice, that through having received the refuge, through having received the Bodhisattva vow, and his Eminence would recommend that tomorrow do you work on the Tonglen practice, and the importance of the taming and the training of mind, combination of the taming and training of mind, that today you should try to accomplish as much shamatha, sitting practice, and then tomorrow Tonglen practice. Any questions you want to ask, please?
Yes.
To what extent does one have to actually accomplish or experience a piece of individual liberation before going on, or before getting inspired in some way? And do you have to experience it before giving it up?
Before what?
Before giving it up.
Tani ta de sim ne shiva tia ka tse tsu pa ta chang ko yin na se ta le ma dang ngwe le ya
su le ma dang na
ta sim shiva yu ji ta ta tani telen zena ya sun
shiva te le ma dang se shiva de le dang ju yo ma telen zen ba ma ji shiva de ka tse yin na kyan ne tu du shi ne sa ma ji ba tu shiva ne ba che wa
The peace of mind is no problem. It says, so you don't have to give it up. So you can continue to have a peaceful mind and a stable mind until you experience Buddhahood, or until you experience a vast and great peaceful mind. But you don't cling to it. Clinging to the peace of mind. So you don't have to give up sitting practice at all. Please.
That so Norduna so Teres. Then so Tanda Shine Latene so that share Javadi. Then share a good chat so share your race. Share a good chat so Ramadres. Today. Tanjuk Sam Latene, then a top Ninja Chamber to watch another, and Tashi Song the Jewish Goyore.
Through the Shinin practice, sitting practice, what is emphasized mainly is the wisdom aspect. You know. And then, through the Bodhicitta practice, what is emphasized is skillful means aspect. And the two joining. And inseparability of wisdom, of emptiness, and then the skillful means of bodhicitta, great compassion, joining is then the proper ultimate path.
Yes, please.
In the teachings, we're given an example of compassion and loving kindness of a mother. Preventing her child from stepping into the fire or causing some catastrophe to itself. And yet, to a certain extent, if the mother was not to cling, she wouldn't care what the child did, because it would be inconsequential to her awareness. And somehow or another, I would like a clarification on how one seeks enlightenment unclingingly and yet demonstrates one's clinging by bodhisattvaly helping all beings.
Sounds on. 밤에 보고 담에 찍고 인도 하나 더 짜여 있어야 돼. 보고 밤만 봤습니다. 그래서 말해.
담에 수치도 되니 보고 또 봐. 맨날 총을 다 다들 수치하기나 쓰러. 되니 다 잡고 여기 쓰러. 근데 되는 마기 되는 볼이야. 닝지 제가 나 신기. 제가 요 나 신기 되니 봐. 보면 현 론도는 되는 마가 전 태좀 자는 맨 되니 봐. 텐트면 딱 그랬어. 다 닝지 배트 되는 샤기 여기스. 알아. 근데 인도 되니 마기 되는 보들이 안 짐바 지엔 되니 저 텐트면 딱 여기스. 알아. 근데 짐바 맨 안 되는 거 테나 맨다나자. 제가 가 아이오나스. 부티 칠어. 맥 칠어. 근데 인도 초진은 안 좋다는 짐바 매봐. 근데 진짜 송대거스. 니는 짐베게 되는 심신 탐지를 잡았다 전이야. 똥거스친. 저 뒤니다. 되네. 됐어 봐. 간단 독심도.
매게 불어 잡아나 신기 쇠지. 그런 쪽에 단단 로스 이제 탐지를 잡아 제토나. 다 짐바 야구시라.
됐어.
짐바도 고이주 드레스.
됐어. If
대별바스 마시.
The thing about mother's concern for the child drowning in the fire. This is based on the concept that being the mother of that child and having carried in the womb, given birth, and raised, and so forth. So because of all of that, that the example is that a mother has the greatest love for a child, for her child. And therefore the example is that if you could have concern towards all beings as a mother would have towards her child. So the example being that there is this most kind and affectionate mother and loving mother to a child, and that if the child is getting drowned in the fire, that she would have no hesitation at all to try to get the child out of that.
所以，所以
that is example is, and if then that you should try to have that kind of concern for all beings. You see, so the point is this: His Eminence saying that if you have such a compassionate clinging towards all beings, like that the mother to the child, His Eminence will very happily approve of that. That he would have no hesitation for a moment and to think that that cling was wrong. Yes. So even if it's a clinging, even though it's an example, you see, but if you have that concern, you know, like the mother has to her own child, the only child, if you have that kind of concern for the well-being of others, even if it's from clinging.
There is. Then my sister Dang cannot tell us. Then he Chanju Kusem Tela Yang, Tongkunzo Dan, Tandam Chanju Semi, Sosuciario. Tandang around, Huke, Tanda Yinang and Zimba Mabangwal Dane, then he, then a Zimba Yu, they do, Zimba the Jebek Chanju Kusem to Kumbuyore. Tela, Kunzup Chanju Kasems, Chene, Shabrabas. Tene Kali Kali, Lamna Jan Yondu, Zimba Dash, Trowing on it, then Tendum Chanju Kasems, Chene Shabra, Tela Cotendera.
So then the
Tipadala Ganda Yomare.
Also, right now, because of our state of mind, we are not able to properly bridge situations in that we. There is a relative bodhicitta and ultimate bodhicitta. When there is clinging, there is a dualistic clinging, then the practice of bodhicitta is based on that, which is on a relative level, and wholesome yet with clinging, because one can only do it on a relative dualistic level, And that ultimate bodhicitta is not even conceivable to one, let alone the experience and practice of it, the very thought of it, and beyond the reference point of any kind, yet at the same time that spontaneously, effortlessly generated, manifested. So then through cultivating relative bodhicitta, out of that gradually giving birth to ultimate bodhicitta.
Bacchasana Tirvas. And the mercy at the Yahudua. Bacchasana Pantanda, Naran, Sugan, Zimba, the Jeva Yindu, Panaparo, Simjingi, Dungal, the Langosane, Tapanatoni, Jevatam Jeremado, Lane Togamindoas. Tick Hannes and Zimba the Jeval, then Lema to Rubas. Tardu and Zimba the Tondo, Tinicheta, Dungal, the Lane to the Tirvas.
And right now, on a relative level, when we're practicing bodhicitta, the difference is that we might want to take on the sufferings of others, say through, for instance, the practice of sending and taking, but we are not able to take the sufferings of others. It's just only a matter of training the mind, refining the mind, but we are not able to literally take on the sufferings of others because there is clinging, there is a dualistic fixation. That the notion of that you exist, that the suffering and the object of suffering exists. But that when you experience ultimate bodhicitta, then you are able to take on the sufferings because there is no dualistic fixation. You relate to the situation from the point of view of the non-existing nature of suffering, and therefore you can take suffering.
Yes.
There was this story, you know, life story about Milarepa. His Eminence doesn't remember the name of the person involved. It was Geshe somebody. And when Milarepa has no history of become a learned person, and yet he was becoming so popular, and that the other gentleman has a story of much learning, and then that because of jealousy, that when Milarepa was given poison, and to find out whether he get affected by the poison or not. And Milarepa seemed to be in some debt, and also whether he could transfer it or not. And so then when the gentleman who gave the poison to Milarepa, he asked Milarepa if he could have a little bit of the pain that he was suffering from the poison. And when Milarepa gave him just a little bit of it, story that first he gave it to the door, and the door that broke apart. And then when the gentleman asked if he could have a little bit of it, and it was given, and that was excruciating enough for him. And so that he could give, that he could take and give, shows that there was no clinging, no fixation, and that he could take that fully what was even a bit of his of cause of tremendous pain for others.
Did Milarepa experience that as pain itself? Because if he was at a point of being beyond the state of dualistic clinging, then he would have been understanding that suffering with the viewpoint in mind of transcendence, of suffering to nothingness. So in all actuality, it would seem to me he only demonstrated that for the man and not for himself, that he himself was not suffering.
Then Milarepa ge nyung su den yo nas,
That
is quite needless to say, because if one is able to transfer it, if it is painful, you could transfer it all the way. If one is able
to...
So that itself explains. What he makes of it is totally up to himself. We might very much wish to get rid of whatever pain, and maybe transfer it on something at least, but no, we can't.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, please.
Part of the Bodhisattva vow, I believe, is that one has to give up their enlightenment until all the other sentient beings are enlightened first, which sort of seems like a paradox, because here we are trying to get enlightened, but we're trying to give it up at the same time.
Basically,
in the Dharma, there is no politics. But in the Mahayana, there is a very profound politic. And this is the profoundest politics of Mahayana Buddhism. That is that when you have the highest aspiration, until all beings attain enlightenment, that you will never attain enlightenment, and you will try to work for the enlightenment. And so that commitment. And because of the power of that aspiration, that that expedites your experience of enlightenment. But if you fall for it, just because, and if you say, "Oh, I'm going to think about sentient beings because this is going to help me," so please don't use this as an indulgence.
Yeah, that is.